someone can try and stand.
He's a good producer. He's my man Shakespeare, comes from CBS. He should know how to get at it, but just keep the heat on. You keep the heat on. Watch the other movies. If you don't like the movies, tell somebody.
He said I had him there within 48 hours. I'm going back tonight because I have a thing to ask him tomorrow. Which... One thing, Mr. President, I confess that you have made a big mistake. Yes, sir. Yeah, the photo almost was bad and back in the...
You know, that's the whole thing. Well, why, to think that you, an ambassador, can't send a message.
I sent a secret notice to the President of the United States and Secretary of State. And from now on, I'm going to send it to the Chairman of State. But I thought it was...
Now, how could it leak? How could such a thing leak? What do you think?
Well... Huh? Again, I'm not leaking.
You know, this thing, this thing for example. In my opinion, I mean, and I it's the most reckless, irresponsible thing I've ever seen a newspaper do. Now you can't say, well, it's a news story. Now listen here, printing top secret information. I don't care how they feel about the war, whether they're for it or against it. You can or should not do it. It's an attack on the integrity of government. And by God, I'm going to fight that son of a bitch in paper. Come hell or high water, I have already. I have all my hands. They don't know what's going to hit them now. We're going to fight them down the wire.
Mr. President, I have no vendetta for anybody. I'm over there working for you.
Sure.
I'm trying to do the best I can. But I want to just make one point on this oil situation. The Algerian oil thing.
Yeah.
It's a thing. State Department said, okay, I'm home. Now, what we're doing, we get down there as a nation, this will be the first time in our history, as far as I can tell, that we have ever agreed to buy petroleum raw material from a source that has been expropriated and for which proper compensation hasn't been paid to the former owners.
Wait a minute. Who's doing this? We are. Asian Bank is.
We have written, the State Department has written a letter blessing the loan which El Paso has put in. Repercussions, it's okay.
But, and the French object?
The French do not object. This was the origin of that case. The French don't object. But I want to talk about that other matter.
Gotcha.
And in the course, very cordial. Of course, the conversation, I said, President Pompidou, he said, we can't put pressure on you because what you do in Algeria is all right. But we backed you in the OPC, the Gulf State Negotiation. And stuck with you when we could have given the oil to the Algerians and bought it back. But I changed my mind to be united with you. Now he said, if, without my putting pressure on, if you could delay this until we get our things settled, it will be very helpful to us in our negotiations. And this was the message I sent back. Then this thing came out in the press, and the first thing he said, how could you betray my confidence?
That damn American desk.
like that.
That's fine. I mean, I don't agree with it, but I mean, I have to go along. But if they expropriate and don't pay, we are not going to get a comfort to those bastards.
Well, I know that.
Now, we've got it. Would you do that? I don't think Henry is a quite some game here.
No, I talked to Henry, Mr. President, and he's completely in agreement. In fact,
is he all about this deal? What I mean is that...
Well,
what I mean is, did Henry know?
No, sir. Because I talked to him this morning about it, and that's the only reason I wanted to bother. Not because I have a vendetta, but...
I understand. No, you don't need... You stay out of it. I just want to know what the facts are. God damn it, they should have not done it. Why would they leave this? Who the hell would leave you?
That's
it. Did you say it was leaked?
Well, it came out in the Monde paper in Paris.
Was it leaked from your office?
Not possible, because only I know it.
I really got to know about this, so I want to know who the hell it went to, how did that man think I'd leave, but my point is, I am not going to approve any loan to any company. I know El Paso Gas is a good company, but goddamn, that may let them make their profit somewhere else.
And of course, as you know better than I, Mr. President,
you know what? If they do go over there, they'll expropriate them.
Well, that's number one. And number two, what's to prevent the Saudi Arabs from expropriating Aramco, paying them 1/8 of what it's worth, and then say, well, you did it in Algiers. What can you do?
I really need got to have resources.
Yes, sir.
Because you see, this is in violation of something I laid down earlier on this expropriation thing. I know how the State Department feels. The State Department doesn't give a damn about expropriation. They're all like goddamn socialists in that African mess. But I'm not. And by God, as long as I'm here, we're not going to have this sort of thing. That's all there is to it.
Mr. President, just as a reform man on this subject, Jim Aikens, EAKINS, who's their specialty in oil, and this is the part where he fought a losing fight, and he feels the way I do.
Who do you fight with? The African desk?
The African desk, and I don't know who else.
Unbelievable.
Well, the one buying point here is we cannot look as though we are knuckling under French pressure.
No, I know that's why your letter had to be in confidence. I know that.
And that is what I
was saying. No, I'm not making this. I would not make this decision on the basis of what Pompidou said or didn't say. That's it. But the reason that I would make this decision is because I'm not going to approve anything which encourages expropriation without fair compensation. Now that's it. No action of this government will encourage expropriation without adequate compensation. Now that's got to go all the way up to the line. And so I want to be sure that if you would, you also make a few follow-up on this whole thing. Henry's out there a lot. I want to be sure Conley knows about this to see if he can bring terms on.
Thank you, Frank.
How are they going otherwise? You're as busy as usual. How did you do with the president's time?
Well,
you ever gonna get in?
We'll be in by year end. I got a new man. Yes, sir.
Got
my hook or crook, we're scraping the barrel. I got Bill Burden over there.
Bill Burden?
Nancy's taking him through it. I think she's taking him through it today. Hopefully, we need some money to help.
Okay, sure. Sure.
And I can't go out and ask for it directly, but I've got a few
people. Oh, like Bill would look to, and incidentally, he's got the best stock of Chateau Margaux that I know. Remember he had it at the French dinner that night. Should have been at the front of the head table.
Well, he's a good citizen.
Great boss. Well, you tell him I greatly appreciate it. Is he over there now?
Yes, we had him for dinner. I must say the other thing, just in passing, don't be too worried if occasionally the French seem a little more independent, because the Russians are coming in town in October and the tide's going out. But once they leave, they'll come back in.
I don't French ever play the role.
Listen, you're terrific, and only sensible, possible, wise thing there is to do. You're completely in your corner of it.
So keep your faith. We're going to be honest, see it through now. It's going to work.
I would urge some of the other fellows from Waltersville and Walter Hattieburg, I think some of the other key ambassadors would do well to just take a look if they're having trouble with some of the
good.
It's very, very
impressive. Don't you do travel around?
I went to Sunday. Stayed with the
upstairs room?
Yes, sir.
I stayed in that room.
He's a friend of 30 years.
Yeah. That's great. And they still probably have that same little deal that needs to dodge your marker. You can't take anything off. If you're the dam, that'll be washed.
Exactly.
I know.
Then I went to Blantan, and I went to Yadian. Up to Longtabon and Longtan. So now, when something comes up, I say, you're wrong.
Stay with us. All right.
Okay.